Right now, let's do the birthday scam. Going to call up a principal at a school nearby here. And recently, she was at some resort or hotel. And the valet backed into another car. And so now we're going to call and try to get her to pay for it. She's none too happy.
Brisk, can I help you?
Hi, Mrs. Brisk.
Yes.
Sorry to bother you there at your workplace, but I'm calling from the hotel in Corpus. You were here in December, and I guess we had a little mishap with your vehicle.
Yes, sir.
I'm with the valet service, and I wanted to make sure, did everything get fixed?
I have not. When I talked to that man who was there, he told me I had to get 3 estimates to get that fixed.
Right.
And I'm not going to go through all of that, you know. Y'all made the mistake, and if I take it to one place and get it fixed, I'll just send y'all the bill. I have not taken anywhere. Y'all have to understand, I live way out in the country.
Uh-huh.
And to get my car fixed, I have to go into Houston. Mm-hmm. It's about 40 miles from my house.
Right. Well, that's
one. And then I have to get a rent car, and you know the whole rigmarole of all that.
I understand, and that's one of the reasons I called, because I talked to the valet.
Uh-huh.
And he indicated to me that he felt that the brakes were faulty on the vehicle.
No, sir.
And that's probably why he wasn't able to stop in time.
No, sir. The brakes are faulty on the vehicle. You know, I wouldn't be driving it.
Well, I mean, a lot of people let it go, especially women.
No, sir.
They'll let it go too long.
If y'all want to be ugly with me, that's fine.
No,
my husband's an attorney, and we can take it as far as you want to go with it, okay?
I certainly don't want to be ugly with you. That's not why I called.
My brakes, there's nothing wrong with my brakes on my car.
I understand, but
now, if he wants to go to court with me, I have plenty of money, and I'll fight it as far as y'all want to go.
Well, now, there is the issue of the other vehicle that was damaged.
You want me to pay for the other vehicle?
I think it would be fair.
This is wrong. That's fine. You will hear from my attorney. No. We will go to court.
Well,
I can own your hotel because I've already checked in all that. Because when I left there,
okay.
I asked for a
all
report,
right.
And they would not give me a report. And I said, that's fine and dandy because my husband's an attorney, my sister's an attorney, and I know how to work these things.
All right. Well, let's just calm down for a second.
No, I'm not going to calm down. You already made me mad because it was your fault that you wrecked my car.
I'm just trying to work out a solution here. If it was our fault.
That's what they said when they gave me the report. It was your.
Okay. I tell you what.
Your whatever report, because when I got to your hotel, no one parked the car, and finally this ding-a-ling came out there, and I told the lady that I was with, I said, I hope we have a car.
Hey, Beth?
Yes.
I got a confession to make. I'm the valet who parked your car, and I was just calling because I don't know if
you're not the valet who parked my car.
Well,
it was a young little white boy.
Well, that's.
He just had got the job. He had been working for 2 days.
Well, I was out there, and I saw you come out there, and I think you were kind of smitten with me.
Wrong.
You're a principal at a school, right?
Yes, I am.
What if I get comp rooms here. If I could get you to come and join us here at the hotel, you bring your little ruler. And you could discipline me.
No, Miss, I am recording this conversation
serious.
Right now. Because I want it brought up in
Do
court.
Do you ever discipline your students? That's what I need. I need to be disciplined on my bare butt.
No.
Yes, I do.
And I will
I've been
take,
so naughty.
I will not take that from you.
Beth?
What?
Melanie and Jan wanted us to call you. It's Dean and Raj and the birthday scam.
I'm going to kill y'all.
Yeah,
y'all heard me? I am going to kill all of y'all.